Thanksgiving weekend has a lot of traditions besides turkey. There's a parade and Black Friday shopping. Philadelphia is home to another tradition that's decades strong. The Philly-based African dance group and drum ensemble, Kulu Mele, presents a show every year on Thanksgiving weekend. This time, they're focusing on the dance and music of Senegal. NewsWorks Tonight producer Kimberly Haas attended a preview.
Traditional dance from Senegal, Cuban rhythms, hip-hop. All art forms that thrive, but thousands of miles apart from each other.
It's all connected. They're cousins.
Dorothy Wilkie is the artistic director of the Philadelphia-based Kulu Mele African Dance and Drum Ensemble.
Because it all comes from Africa. The rhythms and the beat and the moves are all coming from Africa, so they are related.
Kulu Mele's annual show this weekend will highlight those connections with a program that includes all three. This year, they also have a special focus on the West African nation of Senegal.
We have an artist come in from Senegal, but she lives in New York. Her name is Mari Bass Wiles and her son, Mahama. And we had them come in and choreograph two dances from traditional dances from Senegal, Saba and Balant.
Zakiya Cornish is a dancer and the stage manager with Kulu Mele. She says this year's focus brought a special challenge for the dancers.
Senegalese style, it's very intricate. There's a relationship between the drum and the dance, and the movements will be marked by the drummers. It's so much listening. You really have to be in sync with the music. It's a style of African dance that is actually being lost here in the States.
It's a mission of Kulu Mele to keep these art forms alive. After 40 years with the company, Dorothy Wilkie is pleased to see a generation coming up behind her with the same commitment.
I just call myself passing the torch, you know, keeping the culture alive, and that's what Kulu Mele is about. I'm not an ancestor, but it's passing the torch.
Kulu Mele African Dance and Drum Ensemble will perform Saturday and Sunday at the Painted Bride Arts Center. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.